The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars that tune good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight.
Still, man, let's go.
We got back to the basics of here? Love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys.
Can we make the homegrown show?
This successful life we're living got us fighting like the Hatfields and the toys.
Welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. Brian Powers, the engineer of the homegrown show. You got to talk to our engineer slash agent Brandon if you want us to sing like that.
Oh, he's not
and you're
on.
Not even mic'd up, so I can make faces at you in the other room.
Whose idea was that, man?
That was the big guy here. You got an issue
hey,
with that?
Am I on? Hey, Boomer. It's not engineer, dude. It's star of the homegrown show.
That's right. You are like, what's the guy from America? Simon Paul. What was that guy?
Simon Cowell. I am the Simon Cowell of the homegrown show.
You are the Simon Cowell of Bob Country.
That's
that
right, dog.
And that's okay because Boomer is my... Or not
Paul
Boomer, but
Abdul.
No. I was going to say Strew's my Howie Mandel.
Oh, I love it. Hey, happy Sunday to the evening of 10,000 Lakes.
You don't even drink and you can't even talk, man. What's
going
on?
10,000
Yeah,
Lakes?
I'm all excited. I had a little coffee. Well, guys, I've been talking about flip-flops, sunshine, walleyes, Alumacraft boats, the University of Minnesota, Goldie, Thursday through Sunday at the Minneapolis Boat Show. So I've had a lot of coffee between Thursday and today. So if my speech is all messed up, I've got some Orajel in where one of the fillings fell out of my tooth, too. So I could blame it on that, too, Strewman.
Your life is all screwed up, man.
I'm a little tired today, but I got some coffee to get me going.
Well, tell us about the boat show. How'd it go with good crowds and all that? I know Mark was with you for one day. I'm Strewman. Mark Lukey is over there just checking on shout-outs, I think.
Yeah. I
am. And Boomer's there, and Boomer's got a buddy of his to your left. Introduce your friend.
Yeah, I got a buddy to my left. His name is Sam Offendahl, and he is a rep for Fiocchi Ammunition, right? Fiocchi, right?
Yes, sir, Fiocchi.
Yeah. Do you ever get in trouble if you say Fiocchi?
Don't say it to the owner.
Well, he's stopping.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
He'll correct you in a meeting.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk to Sam a little bit later because Sam was just at SHOT Show in Las Vegas, and SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Sam, is like globally across the entire universe. It's the world's largest hunting and fishing show,
yep.
Right?
Guns, ammo.
And invite only, right?
Invite only.
So you're telling us you're a big deal.
People know me.
All right, I like it. So we're going to have Sam on after the first break, but yeah.
Boat show.
So it kicked off Thursday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Pretty excited. This is the seventh, I believe it's the seventh Minneapolis boat show I've been at for Alumacraft boats. So it was fun, you know. So I was there talking fishing, talking boating, Alumacraft boats with Dan Southside Marine. They had a variety of other dealers there too. They had Hallberg, they had Lacans, they had Warners. Just a nice variety of Alumacraft dealers that were there. It was pretty special. I hung out at the Gopher Evinrude Alumacraft booth, where if you go to gophersports.com/Alumacraft, you can win a nicely equipped Alumacraft Competitor 175 custom paint job of the University of Minnesota Golden Gopher colors, stitched in M's in the seats, a 150-horse Evinrude motor that has a painted U of M decal on it. Just for participating, just send your email in at gophersports.com/Alumacraft, and it's pretty cool. Street.
Just out of curiosity, did the winner from last year show up this year at the boat show?
They did not.
I'm surprised.
Well, you know what? I met the winner and his family, guys. They are from a small town not too far away from Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Okay.
And, you know, they were very unassuming. They didn't really like the spotlight. You know, I think his name, Richard Patino was there, Bob, the hockey coach. PJ Fleck, row the boat, the athletic director, other coaches were there. And, you know, they had cameras there. They had media there. And, you know, they weren't all about that kind of attention on the last boat they won. So they weren't there. The contest goes through the end of February. And then in March, they're going to select the winner at the Northwest Sports Show. But, you know, it's pretty cool. There's a lot of people that I think are kind of over this cold weather, to be honest with you. And so traffic was pretty good.
Boy, I tell you what, those people are over the cold weather are stronger and better than I am because I am so tired of it.
Yeah.
And it has not been brutal. It's not a bad day today. But my wife and I went out yesterday to the Winter Carnival activities.
You had a big day.
And it was a fun day. I went and saw the ice sculptures and the snow sculptures at the Minnesota State Fairground. And then went out to listen to Ben Johnson sing outside in front of hundreds of people. Then we went to the rodeo at the XL Center, Energy Center. But walking from point A to point B, it was nasty. And my son, not my son Mike, but a good friend of ours, you guys know, Mark knows real well, I think Bob Krejci, just went out to Day Lake in North Dakota, someplace up by Ashley, North Dakota.
I've heard of Day Lake.
And he went with some guys who go up there every year, have for many, many years. Like, we go to Devil's Lake, our premier sponsor, and we love it, and we do well, and we have a good time. And they've been up there many, many years in a row. They got blown off the lake. We made a decision to cancel our trip and go next week.
Yeah, I think we're going
to
go next week.
Well, they were supposed to go out. Bob was not coming home until tonight,
yep.
Late tonight. They got knocked off the ice at about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon. 50, 60 mile an hour winds, and it was just coming through, and it's there today. So we made the right decision, and they didn't do well. I guess the weather just was not worth dealing with.
Well, I tell you what, anywhere that you're fishing and you have a temperature drop of 50 degrees and winds blowing that could, you know, almost move a truck.
Oh, man.
The fish are probably going to be impacted on that. You know, taking that into consideration, Stu, I think we made a really smart move of moving our trip from Devils this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to next week.
So Mark is thinking, of course, and next week, we're home free, right, Marky?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
We're going to be money.
But you bet we are, yeah.
Hey, I want to remind our listeners, too, that AlumiCash is going on, so you can save up to $2,000 now till the end of January, January 31st, on selected AlumiCraft models. So go to AlumiCraft.com to learn more. But the boat show was a lot of fun. Ran into some friends of the show, ran into a guy that I do idolize, Ron Shera. You know, he was the pioneer. Yeah, the boss man. Kind of the pioneer of the outdoors in Minnesota and storytelling. Ron was there, got to shoot the bull with him a little bit. Ran into another friend of the show, Travis Frank. Mm-hmm. He is the host of The Flush and Rooster Tales, right?
And also Due North now.
Wow, those guys are busy.
And Lindsay, you kissed Lindsay on the cheek just for me.
I did not kiss Lindsay on the cheek just for you, but I did run into
I'll
Lindsay.
I'll take the heat, buddy. I'll take the heat.
I know you'll take the heat. Lindsay was great as ever. We were talking to, I think, some Minnesota Bound sponsors, and they were kind of having fun. I was talking about how Lindsay was a machine when we filmed for Made for the Outdoors, and we had about 15 minutes to catch a fish, and Lindsay goes ahead and throws a spinner right on a windblown weed line where it kind of points out there a little bit, and she brought in a three-pound largemouth bass. So, a lot of fun. Got to see Mike Larson, friend of the show, from Larson's Quality Jigs. Lake Osakis guide service owner Scotty Merwin was there. He's been another friend of the show. So anytime you go to these sports shows, Stru, and I know you make a habit of getting there. Mark, you're always there. It's just kind of like a reunion of friends and colleagues. So a lot of good deals for boats going on. Super excited.
Yeah, people don't realize when you guys go there. I know it's a lot of fun. You're BSing. You're trying to promote your products, AlumiCraft and Clam and Ice Team stuff and all of that. It's an awful lot of work. When you are there for just watching, and like Dan Houle from Stokes Bay and all that.
What's
kind
that?
Of, you know, never mind. Anyway, friend of mine that you know very well.
Yeah, I know. I'm teasing you, buddy.
You can be a big a-hole sometimes.
I know. I know. Do you need a
anyway,
hug?
Anyway, it's a lot of work. People don't realize that you're there and they think you're having a good time. But if you're there for 10, not 12 hours, by the time you get home, your butt's got to be dragging, man.
Well, I tell you what. When you're there from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day, you have to have on your A game. And, you know, I was actually feeling a little down in the weather. I had been fighting, you know, that virus that's been going around. So I actually, on Saturday, I snuck over to the urgent care, and they gave me some antibiotics and steroids because I was losing my voice by the end of the day. So I'm feeling a lot better now. But, man, Stru, it was amazing. Now, Mark, you were there, too. And what else did you do this week?
Well, I went down there on Friday, which is a great day to go because it's not so crazy.
Yeah.
And like you, I go down there for business. You know, I have a lot of clients down there. and got to look at some of the new boats. There's a lot of cool stuff there, man. I saw, did you see that giant boat that's all electric? That was kind of cool.
I did not. Where was that?
That was kind of in the back corner, but it was huge. I'm sure it cost $1 million.
Was it a pontoon boat or a fishing boat?
No, it was
boat
like
a...
it was like a cruiser kind of. You know, it looks like the boats you'd see on Minnetonka, you know, a nice... big open kind of bar area, but yeah, it was 100% electric, so that's kind of
cool.
A lot of new stuff going on.
Yeah, I've seen some pontoons out there, Strew. On a serious note, some of those pontoons go for like $150,000 to $170,000.
Oh, did you see there was a pontoon, a new one that like it starts at 8 feet, and once you're in the water, you can spread it out to like 16 feet. So
you're
it was
kidding
absolutely
me.
Enormous.
Oh man,
so they got some cool stuff going on. It's nice to see something new. Anyway.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. And then so, Strew,
yeah.
You had a busy, you went to a, did you go to a rodeo?
I went to a rodeo. My wife
What's
and
it
I,
like seeing, like, I've never been to a rodeo.
I tell you, it's a lot of fun. We enjoy watching bull riding occasionally when we're flipping channels. And we went to a rodeo at the, it's called the World's Toughest Rodeo at the XL Energy Center about 4 or 5 years ago. It had a wonderful time. It was given to us as a Christmas present. And if you go to a rodeo, though, you've got to get the great seats because when the bulls come out of the chutes, they run about 5 feet and try to knock everybody off. So if you're at the other end of the arena, you can't see that well. So I spent literally, trust me, $90 a ticket to go see a rodeo.
Wow.
But we had great seats and all of that. And it's really a fun experience. You have to give these guys credit and young ladies credit for what they do.
That's pretty cool. Now, Sam, you ever been to a rodeo?
I have.
Where did you go?
It was at the Target Center a long time ago. My dad brought me.
Was it pretty fun?
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
And who rode you? This guy's a big
guy. He didn't last the 8 seconds. I can tell you that. It was like 1.8 seconds.
He didn't last 8 seconds.
So. Yeah, if you guys haven't seen Sam, we always tease because, you know, Mark is the biggest of the four outdoors. And Mark, how big are you? 6'4"?
I'm 6'4", about 320.
Yep. And I'm about 6'3", 212. Strew, how big are you?
5'7", 148.
And what are you, Sam?
I'm about 6'7", 325.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We bring the noise here at the 4 Outdoors.
Yeah, so wait till these guys look at the, I suppose you put the photograph we just took on our website.
Yep.
And our Facebook. I look like a pimple on Mark's butt, man.
Oh, my goodness.
That's about how big I look in that photograph, I'm sure.
Hey, I got a lot of shouts over here. Can I go through those?
Go ahead. Let's do the shout outs.
So if you want to say hi or say hi to our guest, Sam, or... wish Boomer a belated happy birthday, go to the Four Outdoorsmen Facebook page and comment in the shout-out section. We have a bunch here to get through. Shout-out to from Allie. Shout-out to all the UPLs that went and gave it all on a cold day at Lake Sarah Tourney. Thanks to Scott Merwin for being my sub-in and best partner in the world, Maddie Ogg. Corey from What's Working Now says, took a group of Girl Scouts out ice fishing today. They were troopers. That's pretty awesome. Our friend Shannon Cruz said, 27-incher headed back to the homeland on Lake of the Woods. Kristen Merwin says, shout out to all these gals who attended Ice Fishing 101. 22 ladies caught the ice fishing bug and got a lot of fish yesterday. Thank you to our volunteers, Scott, Matt Klug, Jeremy Colson, and Grady Huget. And Chris Davis says, hope you guys are staying warm. So, yeah, thanks, everyone, for wrote in for a shout-outs. If you have any questions for Sam or anybody, write them there.
Well, I tell you what, welcome again if you're just tuning in on a chilly Sunday night to the Four Outdoors and on Bob Country. We got a really fun show planned for you. After our first break, around 6:20, we're going to have Sam Offendahl on. He's a rep with Fiocchi Ammo. He's going to talk about the world's largest hunting and fishing show. And then at 6:40, we're going to have Mark Schutz on. He's a professional angler, comes out of Izades, runs full throttle fishing. And we're going to talk some ice fishing with him. But we got a guest here for a break, don't we, buddy?
We do. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk to, it's probably on the air right now, we're going to talk to Dale Eggert. Dale, are you there?
Hey, how are you doing?
Boy, listen to the enthusiasm. I just love enthusiasm.
Energy.
Welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen, pal.
Thank you.
This is our annual phone call to Dale. He's a big shot with the Minnesota Decoy Collectors Association, and there's a show in Bloomington at the Airport Marriott this coming weekend. And Boomer was teasing me a little bit about it because, you know, we're supposed to be the big outdoorsmen and hunting and fishing. And he says, what's so big about decoys? I tell you what, I took his old man there 2 years ago.
He liked it.
And what you can do at the decoy show was unbelievable. Tell us what's happening this weekend in Bloomington, Dale.
Well, we're going to meet on Friday and Saturday at the Airport Marriott. And we're going to have about 120 tables of antique and vintage decoys and some new stuff that people have carved. There's a decoy auction on Friday night, and on Saturday we're doing a vintage decoy contest with a whole bunch of neat old birds that will be entered in that contest, plus a youth contest there that about 20 to 25 young people have carved any species of Canada goose to put in the carving contest for youth also. So there's decoys. The oldest one that I have heard is coming is from before 1900, so almost 118 years old.
Well, you wonder how much a decoy like that would be worth. What would it sell for in the open market?
That decoy, I don't know if it's for sale and anything, and the dealer that's bringing it told me that it doesn't have very much paint on it, so it may not be as worth as much as it could be, but vintage decoys can range anywhere from $5 or $10 up to hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Isn't that amazing?
Dale, what's the most expensive decoy you've ever seen in person, and what was it?
The most expensive decoy I've ever seen was made by the Mason Decoy Company of Detroit, Michigan, and it was a wood duck. And there's only, I believe, three or four known that are still in existence. And I touched that decoy. It sold at an auction for $236,000.
I'll tell you what, that's interesting. Of course, that's extremely rare. But I tell you, this is not about selling stuff or trading stuff. The public will really enjoy this. If you guys are not even involved in carving decoys or have some antique decoys and you want to go out and have a good time, there's a lot more to do than just look at decoys. I was out there a couple of years ago when Boom got married and I bought his wedding present there.
Yeah, I remember that.
There's some old guns. Hanger. Yeah, there's all kinds of things there. Tell us where it is again. What time does it start? What days? And now Saturday's open to the public. What does it cost for the public as well?
Okay, it's on Friday from 11 until 7 p.m., and that's a member's day. You need to be a member, and it's $20.
Yep.
And on Saturday, it's from 9 until 3, and that's open to the public, and admission is $5 for 18 and older.
All right. And where's it going to be?
The Minneapolis Marriott Hotel, which is on American Boulevard East, so 494 and Cedar Avenue, right by the Mall of America.
I'll tell you what, this is the 42nd annual decoy show, the Minnesota Decoy Collectors Association. I've been there before. I'm going to go there Saturday with Boomer's dad, Vaughn, because he enjoys that stuff like I do. And I'm hoping to see you and BS with you a little bit. I'll probably buy something else for somebody else when I'm out there. Every time I go someplace like this, I always buy something I don't need, but it's just part of life. And it's a very, very interesting show. $5 is nothing. Come on out and check it out.
Thank you, Stu.
You bet.
Thank you, Boomer.
All right.
We'll see you Saturday, I hope, huh?
See you next Saturday.
All right,
thank
take
you,
care, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Now, I'll tell you what. I know you like to have fun, Boom, but I'll tell you, if you ever go out there, they have fishing lures. They have antique rifles. They have shotguns. You can trade a lot of stuff, buy a lot of stuff, and all of that whatnot. It's really, really well worth seeing. That's the Minnesota Decoy Collectors Association this weekend, Marriott Hotel down by the airport.
You know what? On a serious note, I think I encourage everyone to at least go to that show once in their lifetime, because I have an appreciation for antiques when it comes to hunting and fishing, because I think of our good buddy Todd at Wing and Fin Resort.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got Sportsman's Magazine, yeah. Sam, from like the 1940s. He has wooden decoys. He has antique fishing lures. And if you have an appreciation for the outdoors or even an appreciation for antiques, it's really cool to see those old wooden decoys and what they look like and all the time and effort and passion that went into them. And then if you're into fishing, too, taking a look at some of those old poppers, you know, the topwater baits that were like
Hula
a balsam
poppers.
Wood or something like that. They're cool to look at.
I love the names of those old lures, too.
Oh, yeah.
Stu, you got a couple of them.
I got the Lazy Ike. I got the Hula Popper. You bet I do.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. The
what
Lazy
about the
Ike.
The Bassarino.
Bassarino. Little Joe Spinner. I got all that stuff still.
I wonder if the Banjo Minnow. I wonder. Mark Fisher from Bear Facts and Fishtails. We got a question for you. Does the Banjo Minnow, does that qualify to be an antique in the fishing space now, the Banjo Minnow?
It could.
All right. There he is.
It might be a while, but it could.
What was your old favorite lure? We were talking about the Lazy Ike and the Hula Popper. Did you have one that you loved the most back in the old days?
You know, honest to God, the old Cedar Strip days, I used to go out with my mom. My mom's the one who hooked me on bass fishing. And we used to go out and just throw Hula Poppers and jitterbugs.
Jitterbugs.
Top waters on the edge of pads, and my dad and I'd go out and we'd drag a floater and or a lazy Ike and do the old Mille Lacs thing where you'd pile gobs of angle worms on, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't troll a lazy Ike unless you put some meat on it.
I love it. I love it. So happy Sunday evening. There's your tip from Hall of Famer Mark Fisher, Bearfax Fish Tales. They follow us, the Four Outdoorsmen. Stay tuned after break. We're going to have Sam Ofadal on, a Fiocchi rep, to talk about the world's largest hunting and shooting show in Las Vegas, SHOT Show.
Checking in with the Four Outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Crystal Welding is ready for winter. Are you? Bring your fish house to Crystal Welding for bent axle repair, frozen pivots, bearing service, broken springs, or any welding repair needs on your fish house. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove is your one-stop shop for all of your welding needs. Stop in to schedule or go to crystalwelding.com for more information. That's crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No jobs are small because we do it all.
5,000 shout-outs.
All right, Land of 10,000 Lakes. Boomer here, and our lakes are frozen. And when I think of ice fishing, I think of Vexilar Marine Electronics. The Four Outdoorsmen never go on a trip to Devils, Mille Lacs, whatever the destination is, without bringing out our Vexilar. Minus 10, minus 20, that Vexilar fires right up. And drilling holes in this weather, grab your K-Drill. That bit connected to your 18 cordless brushless drill is less than 10 pounds. To learn more about Vexilar or K-Drill, go to Vexilar.com.
Hi, this is Donnie Vincent. Listen to Bob anytime, anywhere at MyBobCountry.com. Driven by John Hirsch's Cambridge Motors Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Find the organization you can feel good about supporting. Reach for Resources supports individuals with disabilities and mental illness to reach their full potential. That means Joe can get help finding a competitive job. Beth can socialize at bowling league. Shana can enhance her parenting skills. Ron can learn how to access needed resources. And Annie can feel included at camp with her young friends, just to name a few. While these names have been changed, our desire to empower others hasn't. Check out how you can help at reachforresources.org.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. 2 cigarettes, 3 cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found out I liked it. Found out it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Hey, Screw Man here, the Four Outdoors, and we're back. I tell you, we have so much fun here. It's amazing we get paid for doing this. Do we get paid as much as Mark Fisher does? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Well, we're not in the Hall of Fame, number one. Right. Yeah. So we got to get
that Hall of Fame money.
Yeah. And he does 2 hours. We do one. Anyway, Strewman here, Mark Lukey.
Hall of
his
Fame
buddy
money.
Sam, and I'll tell you what, Mark, Boomer's going to say his last name in a couple of seconds. What's Sam's last name?
Sam O.
There you go. Good enough. Mark Lukey, we got a spur of the moment special guest on. Mark Schutz. Mark, are you there?
Mark's here. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing well. Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. I was thinking about you today because...
No.
See, why even say that?
I'm
crap?
Teasing, Drew.
You are an a-hole. I'm telling you. I'm sorry about that. I'm getting fired from this job. Hey, Mark, I'll tell you what. I follow your Facebook all the time, and I know you're busier than heck. And what's happening? on Minnetonka, because you are doing some things on Minnetonka and catching a lot of fish out there. Am I right about that?
Oh, you're right, Stru. We've had a fantastic crappie bite going on in the evening lately, and we're catching a lot of crappies. There's a lot of fish in that lake. One of the best fisheries around the Twin Cities area here. And, you know, we've had a lot of good guys out there. People have never fished before. People from other cities. We had a guy out from Chicago last night with his friends and stuff. Had people from Texas. I even had a guy from China out there. So, a lot going on. Yeah.
Hey, Mark, it's Boomer, man. Great to have you on the Four Outdoorsmen again, brother.
You too, Boomer. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, you know, Mark, when I think of Minnetonka, first off, what are the ice conditions like? How thick is the ice on Tonka right now?
In most of the bays, it's 12 to 15 inches right now.
Okay.
They're driving on the smaller bays, I would say. In the main lake, like Browns and Wayzata Bay, there's a lot less people driving their trucks out there right now. There's some, but not a lot. So my best advice if you're going to drive your truck out there is to check with, like, Wayzata Bait or any bait store on the ice conditions. So, but there's enough ice to put a nice glacier ice house out there, that's for sure.
Well, I tell you what, Mark, when you think about Minnetonka, you know, it's obviously a large recreation lake in the open water season. It does get some good fishing pressure on it, you know, especially when you think of largemouth bass during open water. Muskie, you know, the muskie diehards often frequent Tonka. There are some nice walleyes on there, like our friend Travis Frank has showed off. When you're breaking down Minnetonka, Mark, do you mind just spending a couple minutes sharing with our listeners? You've been posting some nice walleyes and you've been posting some nice crappies. Don't give us your waypoints, but how do you break down Minnetonka from a structure standpoint when you're going for crappies or for walleyes?
Sure. I think a lot of the bays, they're different in water clarity right now. So you have, like, in the clear water lakes, such as, or the queer, I call them lakes because, you know, they're actually a lake. There's, like, 14 different lakes on Lake Minnetonka. And I think, like, Wayzata is, like, clear water, Excelsior is clear water, and there's a lot of lakes that are clear water. And those kind of lakes and those kind of conditions, I think that the crappies right now are biting deeper, like 28, 29 feet right now. Even 26, and I think in the dirty water, which is like Maxwell and Stubbs Bay, West Arm, all those kind of places, the little dirtier water, they're biting about 8 to 12 feet. And we're catching a lot of fish right now on tungsten jigs, the kind that clam make, and 3-pound test clam lines working really good. We're catching a lot on wax worms, catching a lot of crappie minnows. Lots of little plastics are working really well for crappies right now. And during the day, you'll catch a lot of sunfish. And towards the evening, you'll catch a lot. The later in the night goes, too, it's better for crappies. So it's been good.
You know, Mark, I'm just going to invite ourselves. You know, you always kind of give us that open invite. But some point, producer Mark and Wildcard and I would like to join you on Minnetonka ice fishing. You think we could make that happen in the next couple weeks?
I know we could make that happen. That'd be awesome, guys.
That would be a
Tuesday?
Fun trip.
Yeah. How about tomorrow? No. Hey, Mark, I tell you what.
You guys can even bring Stru.
You need somebody to clean the fish or something. I tell you what, I just want to see that Taj Mahal you have out there. That is probably one of the most beautiful ice houses I've ever seen in my life.
It is pretty nice. It's a glacier fish house. It's 2019. It's basically like fishing in a very nice custom cabin. Inside 75 degrees, you can put up to 90 inside if you want. And there's recliners in there. There's a leather couch. There, you know, you got pull-out bed. You got stereo, TV, DVD player, full kitchen. Yeah, to be honest with you, it's a dream.
Are you going to be having a Super Bowl party out there?
I want to. I do. I want to. I haven't had it planned yet, but maybe you guys are the right guys to plan that with me.
You know, it'd be kind of fun.
Do a broadcast.
We can't, of course, because it's Sunday between 5 o'clock and or 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. But wouldn't it be fun for you to go out there with 6, 7, 8 guys,
yeah,
catch some fish, have a good time, then halftime have a touch football game on the ice? Wouldn't that be fun?
Sure.
That'd be awesome. Hopefully we don't break a hip though. But that would be fun.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Mark, question for you. You know, right now, is Minnetonka have a lot of pressure going on?
In certain areas, it has more pressure than others. I would say right now, Minnetonka has, in a lot of areas, not a lot of pressure at all.
So I kind of think about it, Mark, and, you know, I want to stay focused on Minnetonka, but I'm going to name drop Izades, because when we open water with you, we go out of Izades.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when we go up to Bowstring for ice fishing. We go out of Geiger's because they, you know, they plow roads. Are there resorts that plow roads on Tonka like there is on some of the resorts up north?
Good question.
Minnetonka is a little different. I consider Minnetonka more of a city lake. I mean, there's beautiful things about Minnetonka. It's really close to the airport, really close to the Mega Mall. You know, it's I consider it a city lake or a Twin Cities lake. And on Tonka, mostly the guides plow roads. So you got roads, but it's not a resort driven road like such as Izades or, you know, on Mille Lacs. So that's kind of what you're looking at.
Cool. Well, I tell you what, that was the first deep dive kind of good analysis we had on ice fishing Minnetonka, Mark. So we
water,
really
man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Mark, before we let you go and we got to get to our next guest, we are going to go ice fishing with you sometime during the week in the next few weeks here. But share your information if folks want to book a guide trip with you.
Yeah, if you guys want to book a guide trip with me, I mean, just look me up on Facebook. I'm all over Facebook. Go to markschutzfishingguide.com, and you can find all my information right there. Or just go, you know, follow me on Facebook. That would be awesome. And shoot me a message, and we'll get out. Some of the best fishing right now is 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock right after work. You can show up in your work clothes. Just show up right there in your work clothes and go fishing.
Hey, Mark, Strewman here one more time. We'll finish you up. Next Sunday, I will be the only person in the studio, I think. So I'm going to call you in the fish house if you're fishing Super Bowl Sunday. We'll see what's happening on Super Bowl Sunday.
That would be super cool. All right.
Thanks for being on the air, buddy.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Be safe.
Yep. I tell you what, all kidding aside, I love talking to Mark on air because he's so energetic. He's dialed in. And talking about ice fishing on Minnetonka, we never really look at it as an ice fishing destination.
It's such a great lake, and we go there in the summer, all summer.
Yeah.
Why don't we go there ice fishing?
I don't know. We need to do that.
I'm scrounging for tiny bluegills in the North Metro. I could drive like 20 extra minutes and actually catch fish.
Well, I tell you what, I really encourage our listeners, if you're looking for a very high quality ice fishing experience close to the cities, Lake Minnetonka, make sure you find Mark Schutz on Facebook.
He taught me how to Ned rig too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We did a little Ned rigging with him. Remember that time? That was fun.
Hey, let's talk SHOT Show.
What SHOT Show?
Never mind. It's your buddy right there.
Sam, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen. Sam O, or Oftedal.
Oftedal.
Oftedal is a Fiocchi ammunition rep.
Fiocchi.
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 How long has Fiocchi ammo been around?
Since 1892.
Wow.
Oh, they just started, huh?
Yep.
Sounds Italian.
Pioneer company.
Is that Swedish?
Italian.
Italian. No.
Swedish.
Everyone's heard of Fiocchi if you've been into the shooting realm. Now, you went there to SHOT Show.
Yes, sir.
Share with our listeners, SHOT Show's a really big deal, but some people don't hear about it because it's like it's exclusive. It's invite only.
Yep, for sure.
You got to know people.
Or work it.
Yeah. So tell us about SHOT Show. When is it? What does it do? And all that good stuff.
So it's always like the third week of January. Everybody in the industry's there. There's, I think they say, like between 65 and 70,000 people walk that show daily. It's ginormous. Like three people could walk that show and not see the same thing for a week. It's huge.
How many levels is it?
Three levels, but on the levels, there's like different rooms. Like you can stand on one side of the aisle and you can't see the other side.
Go ahead, Mark.
One thing I kind of heard, and what's different about SHOT Show, our group has gone there a few times. We didn't go this year, but it's weird because it's a show where business gets done, right?
100% business.
So like most shows that we're familiar with, it's public. They're walking around. They're kind of a window shopping, if you will. But this is a show where people go to get deals done, place orders, do stuff like that. So can you kind of – what's the atmosphere like? I mean, is everyone trying to jockey to get to talk to certain people? Or what is it like in that regards?
Well, usually when the SHOT Show, all your meetings are booked by October.
Oh, okay.
So you know your schedule the whole week, at least by October at the latest. And it's kind of like Boomer at the fishing show. I mean, you're at the same guys every year, so it's kind of like a reunion with the buddies you don't live in the same state with. But, yeah, I mean, you're back-to-back meetings – meeting with your big customers, but yeah, it's definitely not jockeying for because everything's preset.
Right.
But trust me, there's a lot of meetings set the day before the show too.
Right.
So
you know, I think about that. That's a great point, Mark, because I often talk about ICAST, which is the world's largest fishing show down in Orlando.
Yep.
And most of the POs are already written by then. So ICAST is just kind of you're there to kind of announce some of your new products. Mm-hmm. It's more media hype like that, PR stuff. SHOT Show deals are getting done. All the major players are there. Could you name drop some of the major players from manufacturers, gear, and apparel? And then share with our listeners on the 4 Outdoors and on Bob Country, who are some of like the big personalities that are there that you run into?
Sure. I mean, everybody in the gun world, if you own a gun company, are there. Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Remington, Colt, Walther, all the big names, every ammo company. And there's also a really cool section where I like to walk around. It's all new companies. And they pay a certain amount of money, and it's on the third level. They get a little standby booth, and it's called the next vendors because they automatically get like a 10-by-10-foot booth the next year. I personally like that one because you see a lot of cool items you haven't seen before. So, yeah, so every major company when it comes to guns and ammo, accessories, and then personalities, there's a lot of personalities there, like people you would not expect there. Like Steven Tyler walks the show. Obviously everybody who's on the Outdoor Channel is there.
Like Lee and Tiffany, I think, are there.
I talked
right?
to Tiffany quite a bit. We're from the same town of Columbia Heights. Yep.
Cool.
Lee
cool.
and Tiffany are
They've
there.
They've been guests of the show.
Yeah.
Michael Waddell is a big one. Jim Shockey, his daughter, Eva. Literally, because they have to. When you get those personnel and endorsements, they got to do booth time.
And when you talk about booth time, another interesting thing that Sam had shared with me, Strew, is kind of like the makeup of the booth, Mark. Mm-hmm. These aren't just like a 10 by 10 or 10 by 20. Share with our listeners on the 4 Outdoors on Bob Country, like some of these really big, cool booths. Like, what are they?
Oh, yeah. So, like, one of the companies I rep, I do Fiocchi, but I rep a couple other companies too. But one of the big ones is Battenfeld, which is owned by American Outdoor Brands, which we know as Smith & Wesson. The Smith & Wesson is probably, I'd say, 80, let's say, rough numbers. And they have all their
it's a
all
big
their
booth.
It's huge. All their brands around it. And then you can walk into the middle of it, and there's probably 10 meeting rooms that have conference tables with 12 to 15 office chairs. And then there's inside of that, then they have catering for you. I mean, it's a full bar. It's breakfast, lunch, snacks. You don't go hungry at the
Yeah,
shot
you're schmoozing
show,
with
way.
The big shots.
Yeah,
yeah
I mean,
yeah.
you have to. I mean, everyone's sure. in a suit and tie. I mean, you're But, yeah, so it's huge. And then, like, the Fiocchi booth is two levels. So you can stand up on the Fiocchi booth, and you can look across the SHOT Show. And I was actually talking to Carlo Fiocchi, and he said at the big show in Germany.
Does he work there?
He does. Okay. Yeah, yeah, he works for the company.
$15 yeah. an hour.
He's
yeah.
a janitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he yeah. hates it. But, no, the Fiocchi booth in Germany is, like, enormous, and the whole – top level it is a kitchen with a professional staff. They make whatever you want.
Wow.
I mean, they're Italian. It's all about, if there's not a bottle of wine or cheeses in the booth, you're in the wrong booth.
Yeah. Hey, how
could
evident,
we get used to that?
I
Strew?
Think we could get used to that. They don't do that for us at Bob Total Country, I'll tell you that.
Your feet still hurt.
Yeah, I got in trouble for having a beer in studio last year. Remember that? Creepers. Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Hey, how prevalent is the personal defense industry at SHOT Show?
Huge. I mean, it's everybody in the personal defense. I mean, the people are walking. Yeah, it's a big. We have a lot of personal defense guys that are reps, or I should say, endorsers for Fiocchi. They do a lot of booth time too. But yeah, it's huge. And you're talking like endorsers are actually like
well, endorsers. Yeah, sales and
yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's very. They're very prominent there.
Is you know, it? Go ahead.
It's invite only, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stars there. And be honest, Sam, I mean, we work in the hunting and fishing world full time, Mark and I. Strew's involved in it very much as well. You're involved with it 100%. Do you ever get awestruck being at SHOT Show, like some of the people you meet or some of the booths?
I do. And it's not necessarily awestruck. It's like, what are they doing here?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, like Steven Tyler, example. Like, I looked at him and I did a double take. I was like, what the heck is he doing here? And then you think, like, maybe he's performing. But
does he have more wrinkles in person than he does on TV?
No comment.
He's got, he looks like a bloodhound.
Do you think
with long
he would
hair.
Stop if you went, Jamie's got a gun? Like, at SHOT Show, what would happen?
Probably if he turned around and saw me doing it. Yeah.
Hey, we'll be right back with Sam. More SHOT Show stuff after this break. Stick around, guys. We'll be right back.
Now would be the time to check on the jerky. These smokers aren't going to tend themselves. You're listening to the 4 Outdoorsmen on Bob Outdoors.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there is no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Crystal Welding is ready for winter. Are you? Bring your fish house to Crystal Welding for bent axle repair, frozen pivots, bearing service, broken springs, or any welding repair needs on your fish house. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove is your one-stop shop for all of your welding needs. Stop in to schedule or go to crystalwelding.com for more information. That's crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time to small because we do it all.
Find the organization you can feel good about supporting. Reach for Resources supports individuals with disabilities and mental illness to reach their full potential. That means Joe can get help finding a competitive job. Beth can socialize at bowling league. Shana can enhance her parenting skills. Ron can learn how to access needed resources. And Annie can feel included at camp with her young friends, just to name a few. While these names have been changed, our desire to empower others hasn't. Check out how you can help at reachforresources.org.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. 2 cigarettes, 3 cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found out I liked it. Found out it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Jimmy Scalise, I bet he's listening because Sam is.
It's my mom's cousin, so.
Yeah, a relative anyway. Sam. So Jimmy, I hope your back is doing well. And hey, say a little prayer for our friend Dennis Ryan. I think you know who Dennis Ryan is. Go ahead, Mark's got.
Well, I was just going to Sam wanted to do some shout outs to some friends and family that are listening. So the mic is yours. Say hi to anyone you want to.
This is going to take the rest of the show, guys.
Fine.
So
we're going to wrap
up. All right, we don't have anybody else.
All right. So my wife, Kirsten, first of all. My kids, James, Amelia, and Luke. I know my parents are listening, Jody and Brian. My brother, Pete. My uncle, Mike. My in-laws, Brian and Carla. Wow. My sisters, Jess and Katie.
Our listenership just
doubled. You boosted our cume, called. It's a total number of listeners. You boosted our cume. Thank you.
I'm getting you guys exposure for sure.
Hey, we love it.
Sounds like the Academy Awards. We got to get a book to get him out of there. Your time is up.
Play the music. Yeah. I'll go right through it.
All right. Well, let's talk about your background first, all right? Sure.
Can we give a shout out to our sponsors real quick? Let's talk about Alumacraft Boats, best aluminum boat company in the market. We work with them here at the 4 Outdoorsmen at Ron Scherer Productions. Don't forget about Alumacash. Save up to $2,000. Devil's Lake, North Dakota. We often say where walleye season never closes. Open 365 days a year. You can keep 2-day possession limit or 5 a day. So that's 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby. What about Clam Outdoors, huh? You got a new suit this year.
Beauty. I got the float suit. Yeah. You know, Clam Outdoors, you know much more about it than I do, but they are the real deal. They've got to be number one in the country with all the stuff they do as well. Great sponsor, ice team stuff, all the clothing that they put together, the fishing gear, the fish rods, Dave Gens. Clam is number one, no doubt about it.
Yeah, great company. All right, so let's get back to it, Stu.
Well, let's talk about Sam's background.
Sure, real quick, I forgot my nieces. Emily, Haley, Sophie, Josie. No comment.
Where's Sam from? How'd you get involved in the outdoor industry? And
so I'm from Minnesota. Grew up in Columbia Heights. Currently live in Coon Rapids. Guns have been my passion ever since my dad, Brian, took me hunting at a young age. Me and my brother, Pete, and with my Uncle Mike and Joe. I just fell in love with guns and wanted it to be my career. And I had some jobs here and there, but for the last 10, 11 years, I've had at least something, whether it was part-time or full-time, dealing with guns. I I teach the permit to carry classes for Minnesota. I worked retail, and that's kind of where I got my start, was working at a retail chain. And I had a Ruger rep actually come in and ask me a bunch of questions about guns. And, you know, I just thought he was a customer. And then about 45 minutes later, he asked me if I would do some shows for him, like a pro staff.
Yeah,
and
cool.
So I said, sure. And, you know, I thought it was awesome. I did that for about, I'd have to say, 3 or 4 years between Ruger and Benelli. I pro staffed for both of them, and then landed a gig about 3 or 4 years ago, full-time sales. I was working with Springfield and Mossberg at that time, and then I've been with this gig for about 2 years now.
Why'd you go from Mossberg to Fiocchi?
Well, it was a better group, rep group. We in the rep world, you don't know what you rep tomorrow. You can lose lines, you can gain lines, and we lost Mossberg, and I had a company call me and asked me to come work for him, and it was an offer I couldn't refuse.
Good for you, buddy.
You know, Sam, one of the questions we often get, I would say, guys, at sports shows, and for our listeners who are tuning in to the Four Outdoors and on Bob Country, tuning in, we had a great recap on the Minneapolis Boat Show that just took place. So if you want to podcast this, it'll be out on Tuesday. After the first break, we talked about ice fishing Lake Minnetonka with Mark Schutz, which was really interesting. And now we have Sam O on Oftedal, and he is a rep for Fiocchi Ammo and some other lines in the outdoor world related to hunting and shooting. And he was just at the world's largest hunting show or shooting show called SHOT Show in Vegas. And a question we often get at sports shows, Strewman and Mark, is people ask, how did you get a job in the outdoors, right? Like, how did you make it so you can pay your mortgage, your truck payment, and your kids and all that? What is some advice that you can give to folks, Sam, that are tuning into the Four Outdoors on Bob Country tonight and saying, man, I want to make a living in the hunting and fishing realm?
Well, I can honestly say that I was that kid asking those questions, you know, like, how do I get to your job? And honestly, it's if you can get into like a retail chain or something like that, or even a local gun shop or archery shop or fishing shop, whatever you want to do, work and work and work. I mean, you got to work, unfortunately, the lower paying jobs to get some recognition, get these reps that come in and, you know, build like a relationship with these reps. And there's always events, and I can tell you that every single rep always likes to have a few good pro staff, and you just got to get in, earn your spot, work hard, show them. I mean, you necessarily don't have to know a ton about guns. You'll learn as you go, but just bust your butt, you know, get into the pro staffing world. There's a lot of forums out there too that you can get out. I mean, it's a big thing to be a rep, but I mean, you got to work the jobs to get there.
You know, I'll tell you what you went through is a good lesson to anybody, young guy or lady, who wants to get into not only this industry, but any kind of business as well, because you knew your product. You treat people well, you develop relationships, and somebody happened to be there at the right place at the
exactly.
right time.
I thought he was a customer.
Yeah, and if you treated him any differently, you would not be doing this. You would not be on the Four Outdoorsman,
right.
pal.
Yeah, which I'm honored. Which there's only three of you, so we can make this a full-time gig.
Oh, now you're here, so there's five.
True.
All right, there's five of us here. Hey, get back to the SHOT Show. Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsman anyway. On the fifth floor, I read all about the SHOT Show, and it was at the Sands Convention Center, I think.
Yeah, yep.
And the fifth floor is kind of unique because there's people. Tell us about the fifth floor if you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, there's guys up there, the shops up there, where people who've been trying to get into the SHOT Show for years,
yep.
6, 7, 8 years, and they have a product that they somehow get an opportunity to be on the fifth floor for one day.
Yep.
And eventually work their way into being invited to the SHOT Show.
That's what I was kind of calling it. I think it's called the Next Program.
Okay.
And they have to, you know, show, and they have the people walking around to make sure, you know, it's legit and stuff. So, yeah, you show that product, and then you kind of earn your spot. I mean, because it is the biggest, like, stage in the shooting and ammo world. And they're, you know, they got to vet people and make sure they're actually legitimate. But, yeah, so it's pretty much just, like I said, they have to go out, show their product, and make it sure it's worthwhile for them.
So let me ask you this. As you're a rep, and, you know, SHOT Show is bigger than just the reps. There's reps, there's manufacturers, there's retailers, there's personalities, there's media.
A lot of military and law enforcement.
A lot of military and law enforcement. Let's walk our listeners on the Four Outdoorsmen of Bob Country, Sam. What does your day look like at SHOT Show? Give us about a 2-minute recap from when you wake up till what the end of the day is, till you start moving and grooving the next morning.
So I shower. I eat breakfast.
You have a preference on shampoo, conditioner?
Yeah, I use Captain, which is by Old Spice.
Okay.
So, Kirsten, we need some more. No, so the day starts out, obviously, like I said, your agenda is
set. Does it take a while to do your hair?
It's a long time. Yeah. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
That was a bald joke for people that can't see the
studio.
I'm
bald and bigger than Boomer. So.
He is. I'm moving over.
But anyway, so yeah, like I said, your day is pretty much preset. You'll get some last-minute meetings. But yeah, so I check my schedule. Sometimes we have booth duty. We got to stay in the booth, answer questions for all these guys. And my biggest customer is Shields. I do a lot with Shields, actually. And so most of my meetings are at Shields. I got Mills Fleet Farm, too. So, yeah, meeting after meeting after meeting. I mean, and then right after the show, it doesn't end. We go out to dinner with the manufacturers, with our clients. I mean, like you said, it's a full day for five straight days. I mean, it's good to be back
home. Well,
I suppose
in Vegas, you're in bed by 9 o'clock, right?
At the latest.
Yeah. You know,
what makes Fiocchi such an important, such a valuable wanted product and ammunition?
To be honest, I think it's their family, because everybody with the Fiocchi last name is involved. They truly, truly care about the product, and they treat you as family. I've repped a lot of companies, and it is the only company that, like, you feel like you're part of the family. I love all the companies I rep, but they are the true family, like
where,
I said.
Where's the factory or whatever?
So it's in northern Italy, and then we also have a factory in Ozark, Missouri.
Okay.
But Carlo has a sales office in Nevada because he doesn't like the cold.
So. Smart man.
Yeah,
good for him, right?
Yeah. You know, taking a step back, as you look at the overall layout of demographics in the hunting and fishing world, and I know we're talking about SHOT Show, which is hunting and shooting focused. You talk about, you know, the guys, but one of the things that I really appreciate about having a mother who is a taxidermist and an amateur trap shooter, you know, my wife, Nicole, who's fished in various FLW circuits, my daughter, who's very active in the outdoors, you see a lot more gear, apparel, guns, and things that are more, I think the word I'm looking for, Stru, is more suited for women, right? To get more women in the sport. Do you see that at SHOT Show over the last few years that you've been going to, Sam, that there's more and more women participating and more manufacturers that are suiting gear, apparel, and equipment for women?
1,000,000%. Even Fiocchi's coming out with rounds that are lesser recoil for youth and women. Every gun company makes a quote-unquote bantam stock for youth, and they're also coming out with a lot of female, female stock. Every pistol company offers Tiffany Blue or Pink or Muddy Girl. It is 100% gearing towards getting youth and women involved. And I tell you what, there's a lot of good women shooters out there. Especially, I train, like I said, for Minnesota Permit to Carry, and women are the best shooters. You can take a woman that's never shot and train them to be a professional shooter in a couple weeks.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah, what was the name of the young lady that we had on? She was 12 or 13. Yeah. Dakota
Overland? Or
yeah, she's like, who does she shoot for?
It was for Forest Lake.
Forest Lake
or North Branch, and that's where she went to school, I believe.
But she can't shoot for her school because she's sponsored by, like, I don't know.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
She was sponsored by a gun company and all that. And I still actually follow her on Instagram, and it's pretty amazing what she can do with a shotgun and a pistol.
Yeah, there's two sisters that are sponsored by Springfield Armory, and they put on a little show at the booth, like how fast they can do a magazine change in their pistol, and it's incredible. They are. One of the big names, too, is Jerry Michelet. He's a big professional shooter, and his wife shoots, and now his daughter is a huge shooter. I mean, this is all they do. So you're definitely seeing, to answer your question, there's a lot of women and youth getting involved, which is good. I love to see it.
Yeah. I just have a question kind of about the overall state of gun and ammunition industry. We all know it goes ups and downs. We had a couple years ago where there was a scare, and you couldn't buy 22 rounds. You know what I mean? So what is the overall feeling? I know that it's somewhat Second Amendment friendly. You know, president right now, but Congress is always, you know, pushing these anti-2A bills and stuff. So what's the kind of feeling in the industry? Are they optimistic, or is it like panic mode? Or
I wouldn't say it's panic mode. I can tell you this, the last year was the first year in a long time that we're getting back to the norm of sales. There's no more scare buying or pressure buying. But you are seeing a lot more people get into more of hobbies. You get more trap shooters. You're seeing more pistol leagues. You're 100% right saying it's, you know, politically driven. It depends on who's in office or what's in social media or what the scare is. But I also think, too, that people are kind of getting used to the Facebook share of, oh, you know, they're going to take your guns.
Yeah.
People are getting used to that because, like, the 22, the 223 used to be, it was so hard to find.
You had
to
wait months.
Months,
sometimes.
And it was expensive. And it's, but yeah, no, it's, I, like I said, it's at a normal level right now. I think a lot of gun companies were flat or maybe a little down last year, but I don't think anyone's scared by any means.
You mentioned earlier that this is an invite-only show. SHOT Show is an invite-only show. Is that for proprietors, or is that for the public as well?
That's for – the public cannot go. You have to show – like, if a manufacturer wants you to – like, if a manufacturer, you work for them, you have to show, like – you have to be on their website. You have to show, like, pay stubs. You have to show, like, every single thing, like, to get involved. Oh, yeah. I mean, and that still – with just the like employees and law enforcement and all that stuff, there, like I said, there's 70,000 people walking that show every day.
That's absolutely amazing. I mean, I know we've talked to, I think it was Blaine way back in the day. I think he showed up at SHOT Show and had some fun there. But this is actually the first deep dive that we've had someone on the inside from like Sam O to talk about SHOT Show.
I remember you talked about Blaine, right? Going to SHOT Show.
You got the guy who played the guitar.
No. Blaine was the guy who started helped to start Angler and Hunter years ago.
Yep.
He went to a SHOT Show in the first year we were on the air, and he said it was a big party for that young man. Remember, they went to some adult dance club, and oh boy, he said it was.
Trust me, there's big parties. These manufacturers. I was at a party Monday night. It was put on by Smith & Wesson. It was a $1 million party. I was on the roof, the top floor of the Mandalay Bay. There was 2,500 to 3,000 people there. Everyone who was somebody was at that party.
So, Sam, we've got a couple minutes left with you. As going to SHOT Show, when you left there, what are some of the new technology, innovative things that are coming out in the hunting and shooting world that you took away from SHOT Show this year?
I'd guess the biggest thing that I was kind of impressed by was how advanced thermal imaging scopes has gotten. I rep a company, ATN. They've had thermals for a long time. But for those who don't know thermal, it's, you know, it seeks out heat and it can, you know, it's amazing.
You use those during the day?
Yes. You would, Boomer.
Yeah, I would.
No. They're you can use them during the day. That's the thing about night vision and versus thermal. Thermal is all about heat.
Really?
Night vision needs no light. Actually, if you use night vision during the day, it'll blind you. Like, not necessarily, but it'll white you out. Thermal, you can use all day, every day.
So in the movie Predator, were they using thermal imaging?
Is thermal.
Thermal?
Yeah. If you see green, that's night vision. If you see, like, orange and red or white and black, that's thermal. But anyway, thermal, like, a long time ago was, like, $20,000 for a scope. And ATN just released a thermal scope for the average consumer for $1,100, and it is incredible.
Is that legal to use deer hunting?
Not in Minnesota. You can use it in Wisconsin. They use it for coyotes. It's huge down south for hog hunting, but
yeah.
Minnesota's
I always watch those videos. Yeah. The hog hunting videos with thermals are so cool.
It's crazy.
Did you have an opportunity to see any exhibitions like this when you were at SHOT Show?
What do you mean?
A thermal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can touch them. You can look through them. You can do whatever you need to do. That's the cool thing about SHOT Show. When all the firearms are there, there's no firing pins in them, so they let anybody, you pick them up, play with them. You could pick up the thermals. You can pick up $20,000 pieces of equipment, and you can look through them. They encourage it.
Okay. Wow. Well,
it's a blast.
We've just got about 2 minutes here left. Oh, you got another question for him?
No, I'm holding up a two for 2 minutes.
Are we doing good on
shout-outs?
I thought
you were saying peace.
We're doing good on shout-outs. Thanks for everyone for writing in, and stay warm out there.
Well, I tell you what, Brandon, it's time to kick the music. We had another great day on the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. Stay warm. We had snow. We talked about the Minneapolis Boat Show. We talked about SHOT Show in Vegas. We talked about ice fishing in Minnetonka with Mark Schutz. And what else, Drew, man?
Thanks to Sam. Oh, Sam O, right?
Off it all.
Yeah.
I want to say thanks to you guys. I appreciate it. I had a lot of fun.
It's fun. Dale Eggert as well. Duck Show this week and the Decoy Show. Thanks for listening to the Four Outdoorsmen next week. Super Bowl. Stu Man's by himself. Give me a call. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good week.
And get outdoors.